we've never had a Native representation in Washington, D.C., and we were here first.
Darren Perry announced on Thursday he will be running as a Democrat for Utah's first congressional district seat this fall. Perry, the chairman of the Northwest Band of the Shoshone Nation, says for him, running is about trying to bring a different tone to national politics.
I've always been able to build bridges wherever I go and try to work out the best possible thing for everyone. I just think that's what the country needs right now.
Perry describes himself as a more moderate candidate. He says while many of the issues that are important to him, such as the environment, healthcare, and ensuring elderly individuals are taken care of, would be considered more progressive, some of his other concerns, such as balancing the budget, are usually associated with conservatives.
Some of the democratic principles where we take care of each other, those are principles that our culture in Utah has always had. So I look at it as this. I'm a Utah Democrat. I'm not a national Democrat.
Perry says he will continue to serve in his position as chairman throughout the campaign. If he is elected, he says he will most likely conclude his service in that position. Multiple candidates have already declared their intent to run for this seat as well, including Jamie Chick and David Legarra as Democratic candidates. And for the Republicans, the candidates include Tina Cannon, Douglas Durbano, Kerry Gibson, Corey Green, Blake Moore, Mark Shepard, Bob Stevenson, Howard Wallach, and Katie Witt. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.